Okay, so moving forward, we have our second game preview of the week where we have the 0-6 Buckeyes facing off against the 2-4 APH1. So this game, I think there's a lot of interesting things going on. These teams have definitely both played each other before. Actually, just last week, APH1, the Buckeyes went head-to-head, and APH1 won 34-14. So let's take a quick look at that game because, you know, it's definitely a good prediction of what might happen this week. So ultimately this game, I think Kevin Leach definitely led APH1 to convincing victory. He only completed 9 passes, but he was averaging over 20 yards a pass on his way to passing for 191 yards and 4 touchdowns. The only blemish on his record there, 2 interceptions. Now that being said, they had one superstar receiver who they counted on. Isbel Jamgotchian had 5 receptions for 181 yards and 4 touchdowns. Now, to give you an idea, this is one of the best stat lines you'll ever see anywhere in FPF. So if you go onto our website, flagplusfootball.com, and you look up under the record book, you can look at what the most receiving yards in any game is from any player ever in the history of FPF across all divisions. So I know I said in the article before, if you read through, I said that I saw a performance of 170 rushing yards, one of the most receiving yards, one of the most impressive I've ever seen. Well, 180 is even more impressive. So there's really some quite star performances this year. So to give you an idea, 181 receiving yards, which is what Isbel Jamgotchian got, would probably be the 10th most around in FPF history. The league's been around for years, thousands of games played, and Isbel Jamgotchian has had one of the most impressive receiving games of anyone ever in league history. So congrats, Isbel Jamgotchian. That's really a stellar game. Now, that being said, Kevin Leach completed 191 yards of, you know, passed 191 yards. 181 went to Isbel Jamgotchian. There's not a lot of other people touching the ball, clearly, which is an issue. And I think the Buckeyes can tune in and take advantage of this one. So I think if they shut down Jamgotchian, they have a great chance of winning. They produced 2 interceptions in this last game, the Buckeyes did. And I think if they clue in on Jamgotchian, if they double cover him, whatever it takes, they can produce some more interceptions because we know APH is forcing the ball to him. So if they take him away as an option, there's going to be a lack of offense and interceptions for us because we know the ball is going there, which is why I'm going to choose the Buckeyes to win this one for their first win of the season. I think they're upsetting APH1. If we look at their quarterback play, they have 2 solid quarterbacks in Théo Tremblay and Diego Laguna. You know, Laguna had a very decent game last week. He completed 50 yards passing, 2 TDs, 1 interception. I think if he can clean up on that interception, then the Buckeyes will win this game. So here are my 2 keys to victory for the Buckeyes. A, shut down Isbel Jamgotchian. I don't care if it's double covering or triple covering him. Shut him down. He can't go for another 181 receiving yards. And number 2, clean up those interceptions. If they do those 2 things, I see absolutely no reason why they shouldn't upset APH1 and win their first game of the season.